Have you ever heard expect resistance? Yeah. In personal development, it might be a little frustrating, but if you think about it, in everyday life, it's a tool we use all the time. We'll talk about this and more and share some easy tools to befriend resistance in this episode of Tend the Flame. I'm Kate Brenton. I am your podcast host, but I've also been a lot of different things. I'm a trained teacher and from the public to private sector. I've also been studying and teaching holistic healing for 20 years. I had to do the math, but it actually is 20 years. I'm in that phase of life where 20 years is more realistic than I had anticipated. My most acclaimed work, though, at becoming a better human is the School of Motherhood, which really illuminated for me that everything is connected. And that's a really good thing, especially if I'm aligned with life's pace. This podcast is a space to share how I've learned to slow down and enjoy life again as a mother, a teacher, and a speaker. I want you to save yourself time from learning from my mistakes and employing easy ways to enjoy your days. I believe we can create a more beautiful world when we work together. And that's what I do with my students and in my classes. And that's what I'm doing here with you today. So let's get back to the root. That's what we're going to focus on. Now, whether you're new here, you've been here for a while, I always am supported and being hearing things I already know and being exposed to new concepts. So we talk about the root today and we talk about resistance. We're going to be doing it in the frame of embodiment and energetics. So let's get started. In the bonus episode, where I talked about the slight little pivot that Tend the Flame podcast is having, and here we are with our first episode of that, I talked about my intention. I can link that episode below. I talked about why I'm emphasizing on slowing down and how slowing down actually makes us go faster. I talked about what you can and cannot expect here, meaning if you're looking for tips and tricks that really just satisfy your mind, but don't help you feel more peace in your body, more connected to yourself, remind yourself that you are totally capable, even if you are confused, and that being confused in today's world is expected, but you're the ninja that can remember how brilliant you really are, then you're in the right place. And I thought, let's begin at the beginning. And I wanted to talk about going through the chakras. And the chakras, I've taught a bunch of things, including yoga, but I thought this is a great way to remember. Just look down, like at your feet. Like, look at your feet right now. Like, I'm doing it. I'm looking at my feet right now. When do you look at your feet? We're in a world that has us scrolling and thinking and visualizing through our eyes, you know? But that focus tends to be all up here, up here, up in the brain, up in the eyes. We are consuming and creating, consuming and creating, consuming and creating. But if we look down at our feet, hear how my voice changes just looking down. Where am I? And what I'm consuming, am I digesting it? And am I rooted? Am I here? Very different questions. And it's interesting from an embodiment perspective, because if you talk to any athlete, they've got to have a strong core. To run fast, they have to be connected to their core and understand the energetics of how to get the most from their body, right? So that's what we're thinking about today is how, when we set on a course, and we're like so excited, and we have an intention, and then boom, we meet resistance. Okay, that's what we're going to talk about in relation to the root. And when I thought about root, I was actually thinking of leading you towards the tree, right? Because its roots go down, anchors itself as its branches and leaves reach up. So too does the root of your body exist for your base. So some people have heard of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and it's really hard just as a human to be creative and expansive when your grocery bill has increased by 40%, they're now saying, in the past year, and you are contracting with financial obligations or increased job responsibility or decreased job certainty, and all of those things make it really hard. Can make it hard, can block the truth that if we come back to center and get down into our root, we're more capable. We're more capable. So that's what we're going to talk about today. It is the root chakra. It is the color affiliated with the color red in the Vedic assessment of the chakra system. We've got a sound that's affiliated with it, and which is lum, and you feel into your base. Like when you're like, what do you mean? What, into my base? It's like, yeah, in the modern world, there's so many choices that when I ask you to feel into your base, your mind might get confused. It's crazy, I have the benefit of being taught right now by a 6-year-old human, and it's reminding me that, and we're going to get to you, of this moment. I'm thinking about when I taught him how to ride a bike. So he wants to ride a bike. Intention. He gets on the bike and falls off. Resistance. Because he doesn't have the skills to ride the bike. Now, he got frustrated, but I have to give him credit, not very frustrated. He turned and looked at me. This is not currently, he's been riding his bike for a while, but also in his life, physicality is a very easy for him. My child has a very strong sense of physical perspective and body relationship. That's a skill. That's a skill. So I say that because sometimes people will say with children or with themselves, oh, I accomplished this task. Now, it might be a task that's easier for them than for you. It might be a skill set that's stronger for them than for you. It just means you have to learn it. It doesn't mean better than. It's just breaking apart accomplishment into skill so that when one person sets an intention, and another person sets an intention, if there's two different skill sets, the level and the place where resistance will meet the intention will be different. So he gets on his bike. And I realize, oh, this is real time. I'm like, oh, I got to teach him how to ride it, right? So I like kind of, so I work with people in mentorship, right? I've been a teacher, like I mentioned, for a very long time. And I also do holistic healing work, which means I work with the body, but it is first attentive to spirit and the idea that you can't separate the two. So I have some body awareness myself. And I like actually like, sorry for the likes. I'm trying to get, that is also my intention to slow down and clarify my language. So thank you for listening through that growth edge that I'm doing with you. And I hope you're going to be sharing your growth edge with me. So stay to the end of the podcast to learn about that. So as I was watching him, I shifted my focus from him to me and I thought, okay, where would I ride a bike from? And I thought, oh, core, your core. So I got him on the bike and I said, now I don't want to make up the language I said, but I gave him an invitation to his core. I said, bring your strength to your belly. And he immediately got that by coming in, he could balance himself. And honestly, my kid was riding a bike within a week because I had said to him, this is what I said. You had to wait for the real-time remembrance because there might be somebody listening right now that needs this tip. He had recently at that time, which I think he's six, it was like 2 years ago, I had helped him walk on a log across a creek. And it was just scary enough. Like I was confident that I could catch him, but that was a new skill set for him. And when he got wobbly, I had told him, like, go to your belly, like strong, strong in your belly. That's what I have taught him, strong in your belly. And he realized that if he tried to lean out of himself, he'd fall. But if he came in, he had balance. And when he was on the bike, I said to him, "Remember how you crossed the log?" And that brought him that felt sense, which will work for you as well, my friend. So think about that. Think about a time in your life that you've had that coming back into yourself and listening to that intuition, and it led you past resistance into opportunity. He came back into himself and he got it. And I could see that's one of the beauties of children. You could see them register a thought very easily. And he understood to come into his belly to ride his bike. This also helped him quickly learn how to ice skate because it's the same principle. So when we say come back into your core, which technically would be when we get to the third chakra, but if you come back into your core, you're leaving the ever active. And not always with your thoughts, right? All your thoughts are not your own. And now science is even explaining that. And I'll look for the article that says that there, oh gosh, what state was it? Colorado, I think. I'm not sure if it was Colorado or not, has legislation out to protect your brain waves from being accessed for marketing. Okay. So we're at that point of humanity. So not all your thoughts are your own. You need to discern which ones are. But really, if you want to get quiet and clear real quick, come into the body. Come into the breath. Drop down into your root. If you're sitting and and available to it, find your sits bones again. If you've ever been to a yoga class, they've started with, you drop into your sits bones. Well, what's dropping? If you're on the floor and you tell somebody, drop into your sits bones, what's dropping? Who's dropping? So the root chakra again is affiliated with the color red, and it's that sense of security and safety. For a child, it's a secure attachment. For a current adult, it's the bills are paid and you have enough support at your base that you can move forward. Now, when you set an intention to expand or increase a skill set in some way, you kind of are dialing into the universe saying, like the bike, I want to ride a bike. Universe is like, great, go ahead and do it. Oh, now you can see what you are lacking. Lacking, sorry for that. What you need to acquire, where you need to put your awareness and strength to develop the skills or the capacity. So it could be, learning a language, it's a skill. Making money, a lot of times it's skill, but also capacity, which is a nice way of saying you think you deserve or are worth the thing you're asking for. Because if my son had stayed in, I can't do it, he would still not be riding a bike, right? He had to learn, you can do it. You just need to learn this one couple things with your muscles. It's not that you're not worthy of riding a bike. That's not language a kid would have, right? But I can't, a consistent and I can't erodes the root, erodes the willpower of the third chakra, and makes us sort of hesitant to move forward into new territory. Okay, back to befriending resistance. Think about this. If you are building something, you want to check the capacity of it, that all systems are go before you move forward. So if you are building something, like literally building something, even if it's like a step stool, you'd make sure the nails are in. You'd put weight on it. You wouldn't just say, here's a step stool, and then have somebody step on it and realize that it was crooked or it wasn't balanced and it couldn't support the weight of its function and would fall over, right? Another simple example for you. I see you, those that have to pack lunches. Have you ever packed soup or oatmeal or something like cut up watermelon so that the liquid could come out? You check that thermos. You know why? Because one time you didn't check the thermos and it leaked out and you had to clean a sticky, messy thing. And you learned if the aperture of the thermos wasn't tightened, wasn't fortified, wasn't checked for impediments, right? You're measuring the resistance. If it wasn't checked, The capacity cannot be held. The thermos can't hold the thing, right? The beam isn't secure. So you regularly in your daily life test containers to make sure the lid will hold what you're putting inside. Well, guess what? When you have an intention and then you're like, what is going on? As soon as I said I wanted to do this, the opposite is happening. That is life checking. Is your capacity intact? Do you have the capacity? Have you given allowed? Have you allowed yourself to dream into your dream? Do we have permission to move through subconscious resistance to bring these things into your reality that you want? I know. See, we see, I know. So the thing is, I also want to tell, okay, before I tell you what the thing is, I want to tell you that this episode is unofficially brought to you by Vetiver. Vetiver essential oil is grounding and it is calming. And in the intention of providing for you this etheric classroom for you to access for free to bring in wisdom and tools to enjoy your day and create more peace in yourself, in your cells, with your bones, I'm going to be including for you remedies. Remedies that are not FDA approved, that I cannot, I'm not just diagnosing anyone. I cannot tell you. I'm just saying, here's some things I like. Because when we can have a smell or a tea or say a mantra, which is a conglomeration of sounds to impress upon our subconscious mind, because what we impress upon our mind shows up in our reality. We don't just listen to Kate talk and then not make it into a felt sense. Head, heart, hands. Thank you, Rudolf Steiner. So this episode's essential oil is vetiver, and it's rooty and it's calming. And I personally use a wisdom of the earth. I can link it for you. So take that little step aside, break before we talk about conscious and subconscious. Your conscious brain is the one that talks the good game with your girlfriend or your good friend about all the changes that you're going to make. And your subconscious is the thing that tells you once you leave the presence of your friend that it's too hard and you can't do it and nobody else in your family has done it, or whatever other sabotaging thought that again may or may not be yours, can be inherited. Generational patterning does govern subconscious conditioning. It's the saboteur. But it's the saboteur that wants you to stay safe. It's the one that was like, listen, it didn't work for anybody else. And that has a place. That is a resistance. It is a barometer of information to let you know how much more tenacity you need to cultivate or faith, where you need to clear out so you can get back to the root. And trust your base. Trusting your root and your base is another way of saying inherently trusting your life. Because at your base is a reservoir of energy. That is also why you might see books and people teaching you about earthing. Do you want to know what earthing is? It's getting your sole of your feet on the ground to have a skin-to-skin conversation with Mother Earth and reconnect you to the root of who you are and the planet that you live on that cannot be accessed when we are connected to a device or have all of our apertures of information always consuming. We are not creating a space for a relationship. If you met a friend for dinner and they looked at their phone the entire time, would you feel that that would be a form of connection? The natural world feels the same way. if you would like to have the respite that has been created for you and offered to you, you need to make yourself available to it. And for your root connection, I'm going to double down and say it's a lot easier to connect to your root when you've made space for reminding and cultivating your relationship with nature, of which you are a part of. No matter how many marketing plans tell you otherwise, we are still at the time of this podcast. Most of us are innately human, divine in origin, and imperfect in perplexing ways so that we can grow our souls. Part of the pivot of this podcast, if this sounds slightly different for you, is I've decided that I don't have any more time to use words, to use synonyms. That for me to tend my flame means to walk more assuredly into the reality of who I've always been, which was curious about spiritual concepts from a very young age. From third grade religion teacher telling my mother I asked too many questions. And you know what's really relieving about that is at my root, that's who I am and what I've been curious about. Our interconnectedness, our animals, God, and how it all works. So when you set an intention, and it's all really perplexing, and you meet a lot of resistance. One thing that could be happening is you overcomplicated it if you're like me. And you might have forgotten that no matter what path life takes you through, and where you stumble and where you fail, you're in essence still as adorable and perfect as you were when you first arrived. You may have stories and you may have scars, and I hope you do, because it means you're living. But at the root, the same spark and flame that brought you here is still inside. And so the idea is that we grow and evolve and learn, and yet still, and now the sentence makes sense, maintain the innocence of a child. Not the naivete, not the tantrum, not the evasiveness of structure, for those of you who have strong-willed children, but the wonder. The laughter, and at the root, the joy. So let's think about you had an intention, you have an intention. It's May. What were you saying in January and in February? Some of you were, I really enjoyed this year how many people started to pay attention to. Like, it doesn't feel super organic to be thinking things are changing and springing forth when it's the dead of winter in the northern hemisphere, and a lot of people are paying more attention to the natural cycles of the year. So in May, we've had time. The sprouts are coming up, the redbud tree, magnolia in the northern hemisphere, over where I am on the East Coast. What is sprouting and what needs help? What roots need to be nourished? What has not, what was planted and has not born fruit, but what is struggling to push through the soil? What needs a boundary or a barrier? What resistance is showing you skills that need to develop? And those skills could be, again, befriending and understanding subconscious resistance. So instead of opening a whole new pathway for you right now on subconscious resistance, I'm just going to go into the remedy. Like, if you're like, what do you mean by that? You know, it's the voice that it's the thing underneath the thing that stops the things that you want, right? And if you are interested in learning more about that, and I'm going to ask you again at the end of the podcast, you can respond to this podcast and you can send a message also to kate@katebranton.com. And the more questions I get, or the more I'd like to hear more about this, I'm going to braid it into our classes, our podcasts, our spaces to grow our wisdom, to make our days a little bit easier and more enjoyable. So What is it? What did your teacher used to tell you? You get what you put into it. That invitation is here for you. Okay. So you have an intention, you're meeting resistance. You check the lid on the soup and you realize it's leaking and you need to tighten it. You need to provide support to the foundation. Number one, get outside. Get outside in the morning. When's the last time your eyes took in the morning light? Highly suggest doing it barefoot. You'd be really surprised if you made the commitment to do that for 7 days and expect the resistance of it being cold or wet or inconvenient or late, and you did it anyway. Watch what happens. Move your body. I am definitely in the middle path of life, and moving my body is no longer an option. I have to move her. I have to move her. My lymph is a highway. It needs to be helped along. My joints, when I move them, feel more flexible and more vibrant. And your aperture of your body, you have meridians and energetic pathways. And at this point, for most of you that are listening, you have memories and scar tissue and hurts and hesitancies, and the body could start to contract into them. We don't have to force her open. We just want to move. We want to move. We want to move in that soft, subtle way that a branch moves her leaves, and bring in the breath and bring in the dance that reminds us that we're here. Connect with your root. Get outside, move your body, connect with your root. You can do that through sitting down. You ready for this? Sit down. Don't do anything else and close your eyes and breathe into your sits bones. I was going to first say pelvic bowl. Maybe that'll help you get there, and then kind of go underneath that. And if you feel a tremor, say, what are you scared of? What do you need? In relationships, if you see your partner or friend or business partner and it seems like something's troubling them, you ask, what do you need? When's the last time you've asked yourself, what do you need? Not what do you need? What do you need? For essential oil, so for breathing in, for putting in your diffuser, for welcoming in this, right? Because the sense of smell is so deep, right? For bringing in this frequency of calming and grounding, I said I recommended vetiver. For flower essences, I'm a big fan of flower essences and homeopathy. Flower essence is a liquid drop of a flower, which means a flower has been first asked and then placed in a bowl and set so that the frequency of the flower, like Dr. Emoto's work, the frequency of water, or if this is something else, have you ever walked into a room where it feels very happy or it feels the opposite of happy and you can feel that frequency? So you take the frequency of a flower, you take the flower, put it in water with permission to capture the flower's essence. And then it is put into a bottle with a stabilizing agent, which is normally alcohol, but can be glycerite. And then you take a couple droppers of that flower essence to add that tonality to yourself. So you already do this with music, by the way. You're sad, you put on a sad song to feel more sad. You're sad, you put on a happy song to get out of the sad, right? Two different time types of ways, two different ways to modulate the emotion. For some of us who need to like drop into the sad, when you're sad, you put on sad music and you might even cry and wallow in it, but it helps you move through. For some of us, if you're like, I have been sad and I just don't want to be sad, which is a little bit of anger in there, right? A little bit of fire to transmute the emotion. You put on happy music and you dance. The great thing is, those tonalities, the body dancing is fantastic to get in touch with your root and get in touch with yourself. You're moving your body, you're choosing the tonality of your music. Emotions are moving through. Motion. Feel the emotion, emote the emotion to move it through. You're like, how is this about root and resistance? Because if a system is overwhelmed with sludge of doubt, confusion, lack of worth, and not letting go, it's really hard to sit there and reconnect with yourself and get underneath and remember who you are. So instead of talking about it, this episode, we're getting into the root of it, which is reconnecting with your body and letting her or him take back over. Because your body will. Oh, you want to be with me. Okay, great. Okay. So your flower essence is azalea. That's the one I'm recommending. Azalea, the azalea flower essence to come back away from doubt and back into rudimentary trust of self. And for those of you that like mantras, there's a very simple one that's kind of covers it all to bring you back into a frequency of yourself. And it's I am that I am. I am that I am. And I'll leave that one without an explanation because there's plenty that you can find about that. And sometimes it is most beneficial to try something on your own and discover what fruits it bears for you. So when you make an intention and the fire of inspiration has come and you commit to it, you can expect a reciprocal force of resistance to meet you to test the capacity and the quality of the container to hold that which you have asked for. And at the most base level, if you are deep in the well of resistance, is to remember that your words matter and how you talk to yourself matters a lot. You know, people say if you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say anything at all. Well, if you're meeting resistance in so many places, then I would suggest bringing in the slowdown of silence and recalling the times that you've moved from your core and that you've found your balance and indulging yourself in whatever makes you feel held and safe so that your root chakra, the base of you, right? The base of you. So think about your tailbone. Think about your sacrum. You know, you have this like 10-pound head that sits on a neck that comes down into this column of bones that ends in a triangular bone called the sacrum. How does that move you through your life? Can you palpate your own sacrum? Can you find it? Have you touched your own vertebra? I mean, you check your car for scratches. Have you placed your own hands on the small of your back? Have you placed your hands on your knees? Not complaining. Have you held your ankles and given your body gratitude? I mean, what more do we have at the base of our existence than the form that carries us through all of these motions and emotions, these memories and visions to be? It's this vessel. So this episode is an invitation to get you back to the root and to interpret this communication of resistance that may be facing you right now. Unhook from fixing it out in the world and come back into the root of you and see if you can find what needs to be unhooked from your thoughts, from your doubts, from your subconscious. There's some fantastic books you can read. You could do any of the remedies that are offered. You could just do one thing and take one step towards remembering just how capable you are of living the dreams that you hold so close. This podcast is an offering. It's a classroom for hope for humans as we're living through times of so much change. And we can walk that line on either side. But if enough of us reconnect back to the root, dive deeper past the resistance to come back into our brilliance, I believe we'll be deeply satisfied with what we create together. I appreciate you being here. There was a lot in this episode. If you could do me a favor, and if you found this beneficial, I would love to grow our community. Share this on social media. You can tag me at Kate M. Brenton on Instagram, and I will respond. I will share back. If you have a question, you can send me an email, kate@katebrenton.com. I also believe Spotify offers you the option, you'll see, but you can respond with questions to me. Your response will grow this reality of humans getting back to the root of who they are, which, by the way, we're magnificent. You are magnificent. And the resistance is not an indication of your capability. It is an invitation to your growth. Thank you so much for being here. I'll see you back here in a few weeks.